Hi, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online, inviting you to subscribe to our other podcast called The Grave Talks. It's where I sit down and interview individuals who've had extreme paranormal situations happen to them in their lives. Just search The Grave Talks on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you download podcasts. Be sure to press subscribe and give us some stars to help spread the word that this show exists. Now, here's a 15-minute preview of The Grave Talks. Today on The Grave Talks, the Haunted Birdcage Theater. Originally opened December 26, 1881, the Haunted Birdcage Theater in Tombstone, Arizona, has a very dark story to tell. One shrouded in murder, illicit activity, and nefarious intent, the Haunted Birdcage Theater was and still is a hotbed of negative energy. Do all the spirits who haunt the Birdcage Theater have negative intent, or are they simply victims of its former patrons? It truly was a stop an innocent passerby would have better skip in its day. Today, the spirits or energy of those who passed by the theater only to meet their demise may still linger around the Birdcage. Author and paranormal investigator Stephen Blackwell tells the story.
Birdcage Theater was actually opened in December 26, 1881. Over the years, it initially stayed open for a period of 9 years, at which time Tombstone's silver industry kind of flooded out, and a lot of people ended up leaving the area. At one time, they had grand plans on Tombstone becoming a metropolis of a city. They figured it was going to be larger than San Francisco within about 25 years because of the boom of silver. So when that closed down, a lot of the town ended up evacuating, leaving, and pulling up stakes other places. But the Birdcage Theater itself is the only original building that's left on the infamous Allen Street. And for those that don't understand the history of Tombstone, Tombstone, Arizona is where the gunfight of the OK Corral happened, there with Wyatt Earp, Doc Holliday, and the outlaw cowboy gangs. And there were three people killed during that gunfight. They are now buried at the Boot Hill Cemetery, which is another very famous place, the original Boot Hill Cemetery there in Tombstone. It is thought to have quite a bit of paranormal activity. And the Birdcage itself actually survived two fires that pretty much devastated the entire town of Tombstone in the 9 years. But it remained standing simply because it had a little alleyway between it and the other saloons that it was partnered with, so the fire didn't jump over, and that building has now become a national monument and tourist attraction. So during the initial 9 years that the Birdcage was open, it was used as a bar, a speakeasy, a theater, a gambling hall, a Bordeaux, and a place of illicit behavior. The longest poker game in history actually happened at the Birdcage Theater down in the basement. It ran continuously for 8 years, 5 months, and 3 days, and that was 24 hours a day. Some famous names that took place in that game would have been William Hurst, Diamond Jim Brady, as well as Wyatt Earp and Doc Holliday. It was a $1,000 buy-in at the time, and over those 8 years, they pulled in somewhere around $30 million, which back then is an unforeseen amount of money. The Birdcage Theater had 26 murders over its nine-year original history, and there's still, to this day, over 140 bullet holes that you can see throughout the walls, the ceiling, and the floor. When we talk about the paranormal, it is thought now that the Birdcage Theater has over 20 spirits residing within its walls. So, I was able to, I was a big history buff. I'd read about the Birdcage Theater and Tombstone in general. My folks lived down in Mesa, Arizona for half the year, so I had went down there to visit them on my father's birthday a few years back, 2014. And my wife and I took the drive to Tombstone, and we did two different investigations there, two different years. So that we also went back in 2015, investigated the birdcage again. And, you know, we had different levels of activity, definitely more on the first visit than the second.
When you were younger, before you even got involved with investigating haunted yeah. properties, before you even went to there on your first investigation, just, you know, having some knowledge of it obviously existing and the lore mm-hmm. around it, what were some of the ghost stories that you had heard at that point in time about the sure. birdcage? Not what you discovered later, but what were some of the more, you know, well-known urban legends or things of that folklore, if you will, of the theater?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question. So, you know, when the birdcage originally shut down in 1889, it reopened again, not until the 1930s when some new ownership took over. But in that period of time, between the end of the 1800s and 1930, the place was boarded up. There was still some, you know, occupants of the town of Tombstone that, you know, would live there for, you know, rather retirement reasons, or they would go to outlying areas for work. They would constantly, you know, tell the town folk that they would walk past the Birdcage Theater and they could still hear music within the walls. The few people that actually got in to, you know, keep up with the property said that they could still smell the aroma of cigar smoke. And that's still reported today for tourists that go and investigate or just to visit the birdcage. There's also a lot of claims of the poker chips down in the basement rustling and clanking when nobody is down there. That area is completely roped off to the public. But the table is still set up the exact way it was when the game ended after that long period of time. So there seems to be a lot of residual activities there. One of the claims was that the stage manager at the time, who had passed away within the walls of the Birdcage Theater, still haunts the stage area. People have seen him or an apparition of him walking back and forth with a visor cap on. And, you know, amongst the many other claims that people have reported, a lot of photos are taken with that seem to have faces in them. And that's something that I can definitely attest to. When we went, I took quite a bit of photography, and that's what I was able to catch too, is some funny looking anomalies within the photographs.
Why did the theater sit empty for so many years? We're talking, you know, roughly 30, 40 years of this building just being empty from the late 1800s until the 1930s.
Yeah. And you know, when the silver mines flooded out, like I said, everybody kind of took off to find other means of making a living. And they're really, I mean, Tombstone is sitting in the middle of a desert, in the Arizona desert. There's really nothing around other than the silver mine. So what had happened is that the original owners of the Birdcage ended up closing the doors, locking it up, boarding it up, and there was just no interest in repurchasing the property because there was no infrastructure around that could support it. And so it sat for many, many years. Eventually, because of the claims, not only at the Birdcage Theater, but at the OK Corral and the Boot Hill Graveyard, you saw kind of a, you know, people would start gravitating to the town to stake their claim there in the tourist industry. So little hotels would pop up there, and they've got history themselves paranormally. But eventually somebody came along and said, you know, there's about 2,000 people here now. Why don't we reopen this and we'll turn it into a, I believe they turned it into a cafe at the time. Now the Birdcage Theater is set up completely as a tourist investigation spot. The inside of the theater itself has remained very similar to the way it was in the late 1800s. They haven't done much of anything except for add power electricity. And the entranceway is a gift shop now, where the original bar still stands, and it's got a very famous bullet hole right in the middle of it that you can see when you're there. But that's kind of the reason why it was shut down for so long. There was just nobody really in the town anymore, and now it's revitalized itself as a tourist attraction.
So it wasn't necessarily because of rumors of ghosts or hauntings or anything of that nature, or its very seedy reputation of what had happened there. It was more so just the economic impact of what was going on in the area at that point.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you're absolutely right about the seedy activity that happened there. You know, the amount of murders that happened there, and, you know, a lot of money changed hands in that building. It was, you know, a lot of these paranormal claims were, I think, you know, brought up by people from the past that, you know, may have had bad business dealings within there. Perhaps they were witness to a crime that happened there. And they would come out with these claims, which, you know, many of them may have been fictionalized at the beginning, but over the years, there's been more and more claims from the general public about different activities that happen in the birdcage, whether it be smells, sounds, or apparitions that are being noticed, rather in photographs or through video mostly. So it seems to be a lot of residual activity, in my opinion.
Now, obviously, in that you touched on that, in that window of time between the late 1800s to the 1930s when it reopened, it almost became kind of a legend around town of, oh, that place might be haunted, where we hear this, we see that, we smell this or that. And then once the doors finally did reopen and people were able to go into the building again as a cafe, as a functioning business. Was any of that at the time, were they trying to dispel that, or did they embrace that? And what were some of the initial reports that came out of the building as it began to be a functioning business?
Yeah, that another good question. So I think, you know, after it reopened in the 30s, I haven't really been able to find any claims necessarily from that time forward that would be quite intriguing, except for the fact that when you walk in, right behind the bar, they've got a large blown up framed photograph of the stairs leading down to the poker area. Somebody had taken a photograph, I believe, in the early 60s. Now, I might be wrong about that, but somebody had taken a photograph up the stairs, and you can clearly see a some sort of an apparition, like a clouded figure coming down the stairs, very you know, believable as being, you know, not smoke or anything. This would have been at the time. Now they would have probably had that all blocked off to the public, except for the poker area itself. And right across from the poker tables were the Bordeaux rooms, you know, where people would take the ladies of the night there and have fun. But the actual claims since it reopened were simply the smells of cigar smoke, the, you know, seeing the stage manager cross the stage, or you know, the original piano, which is still in there playing by itself, poker chips rustling and things like that. And to this day, people are still experiencing these same things on a regular basis.
It sounds like a very active location, and obviously when you name off haunted buildings throughout the country, or haunted places in that part of the country, that name comes to mind very quickly as Birdcage, just because of the notoriety that it has. With that level of notoriety and ghost stories attached to it, also comes critics that go along and say, well, that's, you know, this is because of that. What were some of the, or what are some of the debunk, if you will, accusations that go against the Birdcage Theater, especially when you have a location that active?
Yeah, and you know what we noticed when we were there.
I hope you enjoyed your 15-minute preview of our new podcast, The Grave Talks. Be sure to subscribe to it on Apple Podcasts or wherever you download podcasts to not miss any episode of the show. New episodes every single Monday. Just search for The Grave Talks and then press subscribe. Give us a review while you're at it and some stars that will help us grow in the rankings, and let other folks know that the show exists to make an even better show for you. The Grave Talks Check it out at thegravetalks.com.